All right, this is a new one. We're actually going to do a cast on the move.
Yes!
Woo!
On the move, because we want to explain something that sighted people always seem to be fascinated and befuddled by.
Yes.
So we're going to go out, and we have to go out and do a couple things anyway, so why not?
Yeah.
Why not record some of it
and
see how it goes? So you've got Trix harnessed up, mm-hmm. I've got the old pity stick with me.
Woo-wee!
Yeehaw! That's cool. Our nice squeaky door.
Yes. I wonder if Lance Storm likes it.
You're an idiot.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Lock this place. So
locking the door.
Valuables.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are we going to be doing, Aaron?
Well, we gotta go to the store and pick up ice and some other stuff. And in order to get to the store, we have to go across the lights with those beep beep things on them. The chirp chirp cuckoo. Hey, blind people, you can cross the street now.
And the ones that constantly go boop boop boop. Yes.
And everybody, good. There's no one on the elevator, because otherwise we look like tools. Yeah.
Right.
I'm in.
Get into the gravity box.
The gravity box.
Books were going down.
This is true.
So anyway.
So everybody thinks that constant boop 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 either is meaningless or somehow minutely changes,
yeah,
only enough for supersonic hearing-enabled blind people to notice that, hey, I can cross the street now.
Yeah, they think that thing is the light, and
or
if they know that they have to push the button,
they don't know how
to make it go off.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't know the part where you have to hold it down and stuff. So
we're going to show you two different styles of those boop boop buttons.
Yes.
Because we decided that it was time for Tim's. Or maybe typhoid Tim's, I don't know.
Yes, there's that.
So, on the way there is another style of light that does a little something different, and everybody's confused by it, and I wish it would do it a little bit differently, but I'm sure.
But yeah, we get to see both kinds, so
yeah.
We're going to show you that.
So, yeah.
Should we pause while you let the dog take care of business?
Yeah, because people don't need to stand there and go.
Yeah, people don't need that.
So. No. So I'm going
to
let the dog...
closer to the light.
All right, sure. All right. All right. All right, we did the pee break, which she didn't do anything, so at some point...
Pee break, dog.
Yeah, she's like, sniff a sniff, no.
We're out on the sidewalk now.
Yes.
We're coming up with first light. It's lovely weather we're having out here.
Yeah, it kind of feels like July, doesn't it? Instead of May.
It's very summery. They're talking about humidexes and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm afraid of what that means for the real July.
Yeah, that might suck.
That might kind of blow.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of, like, blackout of 2003 creating...
all the air conditioning.
Yeah, because everybody's going to, like, turn up their air conditioning.
Yeah.
And, like, we'll have to turn up ours because we're on the sixth floor, and if you don't, well, we're fry. And plus, I have a dog that's, like, very black, so I kind of need to keep things cool, or she would have no comfortable place to get any rest.
You're basically carting around a black sweater every time.
Yeah, pretty much.
So. We don't need that. So.
We worship...
I'm thinking it may come on today.
It might.
There's a chance.
There is a good chance.
But, it's beautiful again. This whole weekend's been awesome.
It has.
And I just got hit in the face...
With a tree! Well, too short to go through that.
Yeah. Need to trim them. Oh, here we come.
We are coming close to the light.
All right.
I don't know if you can hear it.
We're going to explain this light.
Okay. So our light has a pole. I'm going to basically kiss the pole. That beeping means...
Hey, I'm here. I'm alive.
I'm an audible. Not just I'm awake, but if you hold the button long enough, I will make cuckooing or peeping or peeping noises.
That noise is basically, psst, hey, blind dude, over here.
Hey, blind dude, I can make noises to tell you when to cross the street. Also, I'm in the middle of the block and you would never find me unless
that's
I made
right.
beep noises. So that beep does not mean anything about the traffic flow. So I'm going to, and someone thinks I'm weird.
We're educating the public.
This is true. Now the way all poles still require you to hold the button for 5 seconds. I think so that you don't just set it off and all the time.
It's been years since I've seen one that doesn't.
I've never seen one that does. Have you?
Brantford didn't.
Brantford, I had to hold it for 5 seconds.
Did you?
Yep, it just didn't make this locator beep noise.
Okay, well, there was no locator, and I didn't really have to hold it down either, as I recall.
Yeah, Sue Blackford is always like, hold every pole for 5 seconds just in case it's inaudible.
Yeah.
Because they didn't beep back then. In my day, we didn't have this beep tone.
We barely had those things, and then the trucks would hit them.
And then the trucks would hit them, and then be broken.
So you still have to know what you're doing, even though these are here.
These are just helpful. Especially because this one, the cycle is so short that...
Well, and this is a fun one, because we're at the intersection of major and not so much.
Uh-huh.
And there's this added little bit of fun where major, which right now is very busy.
Yes.
So you can pretty much know what you're doing. But just completely out of the blue, major. At random, no warning, it will just go stone dead.
Yeah.
Just completely silent, and there'll be nothing. And you could stand here sometimes for like 5-10 minutes waiting for another stupid car.
Yeah.
Or for the traffic to start up, so you would have no idea what you're doing. So having this here is actually handy.
Because before this was here, I used to call this street Make Your Peace with the World Avenue, because I didn't know if I would get hit, because I was just running across the street praying I was hitting the right cycle. So you have to hold the button down for 5 seconds until it makes a noise like this.
There we go. And now we're ready
and
to
now
cross.
We wait for it to make another sound.
And hey, as if on cue.
No traffic. Major has come dead, and the thing isn't telling us it's safe to cross.
Yeah.
So I may have decided before this thing came in that, now's a good time to go. Except I can hear something idling on not so major, so that might give me a hint that maybe that's not such a bright idea there, smarty pants.
That is correct.
We may have...
See, there is nothing here.
There she goes. Forward.
That means cross.
That cuckoo, if you can hear it, means cross the street, you blind goof. Now it's stop cuckooing. That doesn't mean you're out of time. It just means the hand's flashing.
Yeah. The thing is
and
too short.
We're across.
So,
all it means is when it ends, it means do not start now, you idiot.
Now we're going to cross.
Now we're going to cross. Major. Not so major.
In a moment.
And major, hey, no sniffing. Hey, yeah. Shane. All right, tricks forward. Yeah, we still have to correct our dog after 5 years together. Hop up. That's it. Good girl. Good girl. Hop up. Let's go. That's it. I know it's hot, it sucks. I'm aware. There you go! Good girl! And yeah, we're not going to Joel's. And so, we have crossed the street. Yes. So, the reason we don't need a light for a beep beep light for not so major is because major's pretty busy. So if you just wait a wee bit, you'll definitely get a sign that you can go. But.
And I can't hear a word you're saying.
I was just talking about how you can cross not so major without a cuckoo pee-pee because major's so busy.
Yeah. When major's so major, it works, you know, that works like a charm.
And you're more likely to get a surge on major than you are on not so major, so.
That's right. So you can read your traffic patterns without even, you know.
Okay, we can answer another question. Why? Everybody wants to sit there. Why doesn't every light beep? Because you don't need them to. If you have enough traffic that goes in a nice steady pattern, you're good. Okay, so before they invented beep beep lights, we had to just listen to the traffic and say, okay, there's traffic.
That's still an invaluable skill.
Oh, it
that's
is.
Like Braille.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So you're standing in a corner and you're like, gee, that traffic could flatten me. Don't cross. That traffic is going the same direction as I am. I can cross now. You know? So, that's still a good skill to know because beep beep lights break.
But there are places
and places like St. George's Square when it used to be an all-way stop because you have no cars to guide you and it would like kind of direct you because you could hear it beeping on one side and beeping on the other side and you could follow it.
Sort of what street you were on.
Yeah, and you knew the direction. Like you could, if you got disoriented, it could kind of get you back into line. So
that's the light.
So that is the light. But there are two different styles of these lights because, I don't know, sometimes change is good. The old style was just a button and it made that noise. But everything's a little tugboat this weekend, even your yawns.
You did that at me.
I sure did.
This morning.
Yes.
It was kind of like one of those... Yeah, and Karen tugboated at me from the other room.
You sure did? So,
goodness.
So the old poles, they didn't really give you any cues about which way you should face, or like how you should line up with the street, but they have these new signals that have little arrows on them.
Yeah.
And you can actually use the arrow to line yourself up a little bit, which is way cool. And you can also use the top of the pole because it's square instead of round like the old ones. But the one thing I don't like about the new hole, and also when it goes off for you to cross, the pole also vibrates. So if you have really crappy hearing, you can keep your hand on the pole and it will make feelings, and then you know
that's
for sure.
A neat feature of the new style.
The only thing I don't like about the new style, which really didn't take that much to fix, I don't think, is okay. When you hit it the first time, it sets off the belt to change, but it doesn't set off the auto because of the 5 second rule. Haha, also applies to food. Anyway, So it makes one click, and then 5 seconds later, when the audible is set to go off, it makes the same sound. Another click, which sounds exactly the same. And the thing about these buttons is they're really, really easy to press and release, because they're designed for people who don't have strong hands as well. But that's also a blessing and a curse, because if your hand shakes at all, it considers it a press and release. So if you hear two clicks, they could be just two, I'm triggering the light clicks, not I'm triggering the light and now I'm triggering the audible. So it's sometimes hard to tell. What the hell? Okay, we're good. Okay, I thought I saw a shadow. Damn near my usable vision. Anyway, so sometimes it's hard to tell whether you've actually triggered the signal to do the hey blind people thing. So people are really confused by it at first because it doesn't make that thing like the other one does. And the other one that we just saw is eventually going to be phased out in favor of these new ones. Because, for one thing, they have software in them that they can update. They can turn on and off features like, you are crossing Woolwich Street. Cross Woolwich Street.
I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, apparently they can.
Really?
Yeah, and they can also they can change the melody away from the beep beep to the Montreal melody, which is something like, noo 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 noo. Which, I'm not sure how I feel about that, because it kind of sounds like some kind of twisted emergency siren, but maybe I'll get used to it. I don't know. So they can...
Because I wasn't sure about that either.
I can sort of understand why they did it.
Yeah.
Because there's some birds with a cruel sense of humor that like to imitate the peep really well.
I think it's a case of, like, you know, change.
Yeah, I think it's just...
Because it's been this way for so many years.
Yeah.
That it's kind of all we know.
Yeah.
As far as audibles go.
Mm-hmm. So these things can be adjusted. You know, they can go in and, like, tweak them. So, although they're a little more expensive, not today. Not today, Trix. We're not going.
She wants to go
to the drugstore. Yeah, we're going to hit there last. But,
on the way back.
Yeah, but not on the way there. So, they can be customized, I think, is what I understand. So whenever an old pole kicks the bucket, they're going to replace them with the new poles. So you gotta get to know those clicky, clicky arrow poles. We're gonna encounter one later, shortly. We're not gonna cross it, but we're gonna trigger it, just for fun. So we're gonna tick off all the...
Set it off.
We're gonna tick off all the people. Yeah. But I want you to hear it.
We're gonna make people waste a few seconds,
yeah, we're gonna piss them off. Okay, current turn.
I'm turning.
Okay.
We
just turned down another major street. And we're heading for Tim Hortons, just because we felt like it. I think Steve had really crappy sleep, so might want to buy one of those big barrels of hot chocolate. You want to talk about the barrel?
Yeah, the barrels of hot chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna catch up to you here.
Okay, steady.
And
good girl.
Yeah,
steady.
And then maybe I can...
There we go. Hang on. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I'll do this,
because
this way people can hear me too.
Yeah.
Yes, the hot chocolate barrel. They have this new, at Tim Hortons, they have the... They've upsized everything. So now, you know, the large is
the medium.
Medium.
Yeah, the old large is the
and
new
the
medium.
The extra large
is the new large. Large.
And now they have this thing that I like to call the barrel. This thing is huge. I don't know how... Is it 32 ounces or 34? How much is in there?
It's like... I don't even know if it was 32. I think it's 24. Isn't it 24
Are
ounces?
Are you sure? I thought it was bigger than that.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
But it's a lot.
There's like two new sizes. Yeah. We can find it.
Do you want the 32 ounces?
For the large, like Bill Hicks used to say.
I think that was Bill Hicks, yeah.
Yeah.
But
just a minute, I'll turn on the pump. So
yeah, pretty much.
Tracks.
Tracks are coming. I hate these things.
They're a bastard.
Especially having bad ankles.
Yeah, oh, not quite yet. I misjudged. I'm sorry.
But I know they are coming. I was already getting ready for them.
I keep seeing shadows, and they keep looking like tracks, and Trix actually slowed down for the last one.
Karen's funny. She has enough vision to be dangerous.
To be dangerous. Tracks!
Yeah, here they are. Beam, I was just about to tell you.
Trix started curving, and I'm like,
So, they have this thing, they have this new extra large.
Yeah.
That is however big it is, and it's enormous.
It's huge!
I drank it. I got one just to see if I could do it in one sitting.
Yeah.
And
people are like polar opposites on this thing.
Yeah, like you either love them or you hate them.
Or you think they're like the most disgusting piece of gluttony you've ever seen.
I'm fine with it. I'm largely indifferent. I wouldn't get it all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, every now and then, you know, a barrel of hot chocolate just does a body good. You have to do it. And, of course, you can also get, like, the cider barrel, the coffee barrel.
Yes.
You know, all that stuff. So, I did manage to drink this thing in one sitting. It took me a little while.
Yeah.
But I did it.
Yep.
And, but the thing was, it started to cool off at one point before I was done.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't chug-a-lug, and I was just drinking it. So I thought, I'm just going to warm this up in the microwave. I went to go put this in the microwave. This thing is too tall for the microwave. It won't fit. In order to heat it up, I would have to pour it into
a mug or
like a travel mug or something.
Yeah.
And heat it up that way. In its original container, it will not fit into our microwave.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would be a problem with all microwaves, because I don't know if they're exactly standard.
Well, I think they're close.
They're close, yeah, so it probably is. But in our microwave, it won't fit.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get one of those, make sure you either have extra mugs or you're someplace, you know, you can heat it up or something. I don't know.
Or drink it fast enough.
Or chug-a-lug.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, these things are huge.
They are huge.
I don't know if I'm going to get that today. I think I might get one of those fruit smoothies that they have now.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, here comes our light.
Yeah, our light is here.
Okay, so this light...
This is going to confuse her, too.
I know. Sorry, Trix, you're going to be PO'd. So this light is has a big box. It's flat on the top, like
yeah,
I said.
It looks different.
It has a big box, and on the side is an arrow facing where you want to go. And if you want to set off the light, I'm going to lean real close. You hit it, and it goes click. Oh, damn. See, I barely touched it, and it lodged a click. I'm holding it. There. The second click means, hey, buddy, you're going to get the blind vibe. Cheep, cheep, purr, purr, chirp, chirp, peep, peep. Right.
Yeah. Like
that. Okay, you got it. Yep. Oh, she's starting to fake. Ew. Okay. Not today. I'm sorry. But, yeah, if you hear that peep, peep, it's also vibrating. So that if you have a hearing trouble, that's a good girl.
That's the new light.
So that's the new light. So, as you can see, there's no long beep signal.
And right now, there are some cars sitting there going, motherfucking...
I'm sorry, I don't do that very often.
We're doing this in the name of education.
Exactly.
Hey, my text just went off.
Oh, sweet.
I don't know, they get to move.
Good for you.
There we go.
This is the...
Sorry for wasting 30 seconds of your life.
Yeah, I might be saving somebody from getting killed. Anyway.
Yeah. Right. if you were... 30 seconds ago, where you're about to be, maybe bad things would have just happened to you.
But I know what I mean is educate people as to how to work the lights.
Thank you for doing that, but I know those people.
No, but
maybe
I mean,
we saved somebody from getting killed because maybe we held them up just long enough to
that's
avoid
not
a
what I
horrible
meant.
Accident.
But, yeah, okay.
But that's what I meant.
Okay.
So, anyways, but yeah, we're educating people. Maybe saving somebody from getting killed, I guess.
That's what I'm hoping.
So.
Because I can't count on people who don't know how to work
anyhow.
Those new lights. So those are the new lights.
I thought there was somebody coming the other way.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
Morning, Trixie. Yeah. And I believe Trix is looking longingly at the noodle factory. Not
yes,
today, Bluehead. We're going to keep going.
And she wants to see those people more, I think.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
But
see,
yeah.
I have been very bad in not counting the driveways because I've been talking.
She does want to go into the noodle factory, which is no longer around.
Which is very sad.
We used to love that place.
Yeah.
I don't know, I had a feeling doom was coming because
the menu started diminishing.
The menu shrunk and it, you know, when that happened, like, you know, people stopped coming and it was just, wasn't the same place. We didn't go there as much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I don't think
we passed
the noodle yet because we've got a long stretch of grass here and there's not a long stretch of grass between.
But we are coming up to it.
Yeah. So, the Trix has had, we had some trouble finding the noodle factory.
Holy litter today.
Yeah, what is that? We had some trouble finding it, so now when she finds it, she like plants her feet and is like, piss you. I know where you're going, and I don't feel like doing this circle around.
We are not walking back and forth up and down this road.
Yeah, I very much fuck this door. Yes. So. Not today. Aww.
Yeah.
I think that's the noodle.
I think that's
the noodle. We did a noodle
that factory.
Doesn't exist. It's dead.
There's something.
Behind us?
No, beside us.
Well, okay, heel.
Or right ahead of us.
Let's heel.
Yeah, we'll let him go.
Go, buddy.
I can't yet. There he goes.
No, I know. I meant him go. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I said he can't yet because there was stuff coming the other way. We would have driven right out.
I believe.
There, we're good now.
Because it's a wide parking lot, so I believe it is the noodle factory because you have to do that arky thing.
Yep.
And she was very bent on going in there, which we don't want to do. Well, I smell Timmy's.
I don't yet. I smell old man cologne.
Oh, I smell Timmy's.
Oh, now I do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, now I do.
We're getting close.
I'm getting it now because we're almost there at our shiny new Timmy's.
We have one more driveway to go.
I think I'm going to get one of those fruit smoothies that I talked about on the blog.
Yes. Maybe we should ask the Timmy's person what makes...
No, they don't have time to chat most
of the time. That's true. That looks like Jolly's.
But I want to know...
Yeah.
If you don't put yogurt in a smoothie, what in the God do you put in there?
Because every
smoothies
time...
are made out of yogurt. That is what they are based on.
Every time I make a smoothie at home, you
it's
put
yogurt,
yogurt
and, it's fruit.
And juice and some fruit.
Yeah. So what do you put in there if there's no yogurt?
Yeah.
I think it's just they're trying to... I don't know if they intend to gross you out, but it's just a way to ding you for an extra few...
$2.
You know, dollars to buy... Hey, would you like to add yogurt?
Yeah.
Does the Pope shit in the woods? Of course I want to add you.
Our
bear's Catholic.
Yes, our bear's Catholic. Oh, yeah. Trix has got the Destiny tail going on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get one of those. But yeah, what in God's name do you put in a smoothie if not yogurt?
Good girl, Trix.
It's not a smoothie
without... Good girl. Good girl.
Anyway, yes. Since we're here...
Left. Let's find the door first.
Yeah. You know your lights now. Oh, Trix is tearing through the parking lot. She knows what she's aiming at.
Now I'm not sure because this looks wider than I remember. Oh, Trix, you crossed me up.
You did, too.
You bum. Okay. Oh, well, that's what you call stupid.
But hey, you see that? Things happen, so.
She tried to take me to the noodle.
Get out
on the sidewalk. There you go. Good girl. Sorry, Trix. We'll make sure. But, I've done it once successfully without having to ask for any help from anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this Timmy's is still fairly shiny and new.
Yeah.
And we don't go to Tim's very often, so.
Now she's PO'd.
This will actually be my first time in this one, so.
She's going really slow.
Yeah.
She's pissed.
But yeah, see, even people who, we know where we are, but you can still screw up.
Oh yeah,
it's
going to
happen.
I just noticed that parking lot was awfully wide.
Oh, and there's another thing. Sometimes when we look lost, we're just problem solving.
Yeah. I mean, if you appear and ask me and I tell you...
Yeah, and I'll say, this is what I'm looking for. But we're not hopeless.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, there's a difference between, you know, being hopeless and just being...
You do.
Where'd that get to?
Jim Bob, what are you doing?
So, anyway.
We're almost at the Tim's. Now, and I will... Yeah, I think I'm going to... Oh, I wanted to arrive at Tim's.
We basically have arrived. So.
Yeah.
We're going to shut her down.
Yes, and
for a little while.
Turn it back on when.
And we'll talk to you in a bitter 12.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna. If there's no line, which never happens in Timmy's, I may ask.
Yeah.
How you make a smoothie without yogurt?
And we can
but
talk
I doubt
about
that's
it on the
happen.
Way back. Oh man, hope I haven't gone too far.
Let's stop.
All right. See you soon. All right.